Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Children, how are you? How are you, children? How are you, children?
Fine.
Fine, okay. I wanted to hear Raphael's voice. Because before the service, he was shouting there. Shouting about, I think, Man City. Yeah, Man City. And he was with those boys. Man City, wow, what happened? Yeah. Glory be to God. Yes, I was telling Raphael to, because he's a boy, isn't it? But when it comes to football, he behaves like a girl. He changes teams. Okay, the other day, he used to support Man City. Then the other day, I asked him now, then said Liverpool, because Man City is being beaten. Then the following week, I think he had gone back to Man City. Then I told him, no, you don't do that. Hallelujah. Be strong in your team, even when it is what? Hallelujah. Raphael, in fact, I told him to talk to the dad. I told him his dad supports only one team. These days, he doesn't talk about it, but he's still there. That's what I told him. Go and ask your dad. He doesn't talk about it, but he doesn't what? Switch clubs. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Sam, what time are you leaving the service? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank God that Bob is alive and well. Amen. Yes, at the end of the service, okay, we're going to pray for you. Okay, those near whatever, they are too much. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, but Bob, you acted badly. You behaved badly. Okay, you came here, you testified, your wife waited for you. Okay? When you finished testifying, you walked away. Okay? When it was that time to testify for you, didn't wait for her. Glory be to God. Children, is that good?
No.
Children, is that good? Hallelujah. Is that good? Yes or no? Who says yes? Hey, hallelujah. Raphael is saying yes. Okay, Man City, what? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, I think I remember you. You've been here before. Yes, no? This is your first time. You didn't welcome first-time visitors. We have a visitor. Please stand up, and we give you a very big hand clap. You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Who did you come with? Uncle Bob? Okay. Glory be to God. Uncle Bob behaved badly. Hallelujah. But Uncle Bob is our very good friend, amen? And we are going to pray for him so that God can continue to preserve his life, amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Good to see all of you, amen? Good to see all of you. Mr. Sam, it's okay to see you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Bagendawa. And Quiz also see you. For you are in the Jua. We used to call it a Jua. In the Jua. Huh? Remember that word? Okay? Being in the Jua. Being in the joint. At first it was joint. You're in the joint. Then some fellows chopped it to Jua. You're in the Jua. Okay? Christi. Bua. And now we change. We're the guys who began Jua. Then you old chaps, now Bua. Bua. G. Gua. Aha, it was Gua for us. From joint to Jua. Then you guys, now what? That's how languages evolve. Amen? Yes, Mr. Mark Namanya, good to see you. You are not around last Sunday, were you? Okay, but good to see you. When this young man was testifying, I realized that he resembles you. Isn't it? Yes, he does. Who is that gray? Yeah, he does. But the boy, they want to. He wants to resemble the mom. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good to see all of you. Amen. Mr. Kalibala and company, good to see you. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, something great happened last week, which is going to continue happening this week that is beginning, especially tomorrow. Okay? You know what it is? You said yes. Huh? You know? You want to guess? Be strong and courageous, like your husband. I go meet the command you.
Hostages are being released.
Yeah. Glory be to God. Okay? The hostages are being released tomorrow. Okay? Children, do you know something about hostages? Mark, journalists, the little ones don't know about hostages. Now, two years ago, what's your name?
Sasha.
Uh-huh. 2 years ago, on 7th October, the Palestinians, there's a place called Palestine. The people who live there are called Palestinians. Who remembers Goliath in the Bible? Very good. Goliath in the Bible. Goliath was a Philistine. Okay, now, those people are now called Palestinians. Okay, Palestinians. They're still there. Okay, now, those Palestinians are neighbors to a country, of a country called Israel. You all know Israel? And they don't like each other. Okay? Now, one day, 7th October, 2 years ago, okay, the Palestinians, okay, the descendants of Goliath, entered into Israel, and they killed many Israelis or Jews. Okay, they killed so many of them, close to 1,200. Okay, in just one night, 1,000 people. Okay, more than 1,000, and then they captured some others and took them to Palestine. Okay, they took them to their country. Okay, now those people who were taken, okay, you call them hostages. Okay, they were captured, they were taken like captives. Okay, so they took them hostage. Okay, so they were or they are hostages. You have understood the story? And now then they refused to release them. Okay, after Israel went to fight against them, they released some. But they refused to release others. And some even died from Palestine. Okay? But last week, because of the great work of Mr. Trump. You all know Mr. Trump? Yeah, Mr. Trump did a good job. And the Palestinians have accepted to release the hostages. Glory be to God. Isn't that good? And they're going to be released tomorrow. Okay? Tomorrow. There are 20 who are still alive, and I think another 20 or so who died, but they're going to do what? To get their bodies out of the graves and then we take them to Israel and they'll bury them there. Okay? Now, that's a good thing, isn't it? That's a very what? Good thing. Hallelujah. Amen? Yeah. Now, we are going to talk a little bit about Israel and why We should love Israel. We shouldn't be enemies of Israel like other countries are, like the Palestinians, like many Ugandans, like many Americans, many Europeans. Okay, for us, we shouldn't be enemies or haters of what? Of Israel. All right? Okay, now I'm going to start with a scripture in Genesis chapter 12 from verse 1 to 2. Who knows a man who was called Abraham? Or how you all know him? A man who was called Abraham. Okay? And by the way, he is still called Abraham because he's still alive, though he died. Okay? He's in heaven. Okay? But before he was called Abraham, okay, he was called Abram. Okay? He was called what? Abram. Then later, God changed his name to Abraham. Okay? Now, I didn't plan to say that. It has just come, and I think it is going to help me to talk about something also which also came to me when I came to church. Hallelujah. So, from Abram to Abraham. Now, before God changed his name, one day he came to him. God came to Abram and told him that, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, and go to a land that I will show you. Then he tells him, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. Just imagine if it were you. God comes to you at night, okay? But he can't do it too with children. God can't tell a child, get out of your house, leave your mother, leave your father, go to the village and be there alone. Okay, that's not what? That's not good. But for an adult, God can do that. Amen? He can tell Mr. Mark Namanya, get your wife, Mrs. Mark Namanya, and Buju, and Oria, and the rest of Alana and company, go to Kololo, to a land that I want. To a land that I'll show you. And so he tells him, I'll make you a great nation. I'll bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. Then in verse 3, he says that, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who do what? Then he says that, and in you, all the families, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Okay? Now, I think you all know the story. After many years, God changes Abram's name to Abraham, isn't it? Then Abraham got a child called, very good, okay? A child called Isaac. Isaac got children. Isaac got what? Children. Who knows about the who can tell me something special about those with children? Aha, Anna, Hannah. Mm-hmm. Glory be to God. Big again. Hannah didn't know why she was raising her hand. Okay, and so Isaac got twins. Isaac got what? Twins. Okay? And the name of the first twin who was born was called? Malaika. Jacob, you're close. That's how teachers say. Close. Okay? Who wants to try? Yes, Oria. Esau. Okay? Some people say Esau, but it is Esau. Okay, so Esau was the first twin. The second twin was what Malaika said, Jacob. All right, so then Jacob also got children. Okay, Buju. Who's Buju? I know one of you is called Buju. I hear that Buju, Buju, Buju. Buju, Jacob had children, isn't it? How many children did he have? You don't know. Okay? You're Abraham. Okay? How many children did Jacob have? Four. You think like four. Okay? You've tried, okay? Give me a big hand for trying. Okay. Let's ask the university students. How many children did Abraham have? No. Jacob? You have forgotten. Okay, but you shouldn't forget again. After I tell you, you shouldn't do what? You want to try? Huh?
You're close.
Okay, yes, Rafa.
13.
You've changed your answer to 13. Why have you changed?
Eden told me.
Eden told you. Okay, Jacob had 12 sons. Okay? Most people know those ones. That's why you ask them how many children. Confidently, 12. But the Bible says he also had a girl. Oh, yes, there was a girl. Okay? Who remembers the girl's name? Who remembers the girl's name? Well, who remembers the girl's name? Matayo. Eh? I don't know what's wrong with Man City people. Okay.
Dina.
Yeah, she was called Dina. She was called what? Dina. Now, Jacob, okay? The Bible says in Genesis chapter 32, verse 28, that one day God changed Jacob's name, okay, from Jacob to Israel. Okay? You see, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. So Abraham got a child called Isaac. Isaac got Jacob, who is also called Israel. And Israel had 12 sons. And through those sons, or from all those sons, a nation was formed. A nation that goes by the name of a man. A nation called Israel. You have understood that? Eh? What's your name again?
Sasha.
Uh-huh. Okay, so there's a nation in the world that goes by someone's name. Okay? Mark, is there any other nation which goes by someone's name? Research. Maybe they are there, but we just don't know. China might be someone's name. All right? But as per now, I only know one nation that was named after a person. Glory be, and that is Israel. Hallelujah. That is which country? Israel. Now, children, that's the nation that many people hate. And they hate it for no reason. You know, it's like being at school and some people don't like you for no reason. All right? But there's a reason, actually, why people don't like what? This nation. All right? As you'll see, people don't like it because God chose it to use it to be a blessing to the world. Okay? It is through Israel, that nation, that Jesus came. Glory be to God. Jesus came from those people. His mother, his earthly father were Israelites. Were Jews, like they call them. Glory be to God. Genesis chapter 4, rather Romans chapter 9, verse 4, it talks about Israelites, and it says that to whom pertain the glory, the adoption, the covenants, the giving of the law, the service of God, and the promises, of whom are the fathers and from whom, according to the flesh, Christ came. Hallelujah. Amen. Christ came through those people. Glory be to God. So Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, who is also called Israel. All right? Jacob got one of the 12 sons was called Judah. Okay? Judah also got a son called Perez, I think. Okay, then they go until Jesus. Glory be to God. Jesus, our Savior. Jesus was God. Jesus is God, but he came as a man so that he can die for our sins on the cross. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Now, I'd forgotten to show you. Anyway, but it's not important. I've already gone through it, okay? Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to show you children and all of us. I'm going to remind us why the world hates Israel. Why the world hates the Jews. Okay? But I've already showed you. It is primarily because the Savior of the world came through them. Glory be to God. Amen? It is the hate the world, and it is the devil who makes people to hate Israel. Okay? Because remember, Jesus came to defeat the devil, isn't it? All right? And in the name of Jesus, devils get cast out of people, isn't it? When the enemy is planning, when Satan is planning something bad against you, when you pray in the name of Jesus, Satan can't do anything. Okay? So you can see, okay, Satan hates Jesus. Okay? And because of Jesus, Satan makes people hate those people through whom Jesus came. Have you understood that? Hallelujah. Okay? Now, I'm going to read you a story with children. It's a bit hard, but I'll interpret it for you. Amen? In Revelations, it is in Revelations chapter 12. Okay? Are you ready for the story? Are you ready for the story? Amen? But I've told you, the devil makes people to hate the nation of Israel. Okay? Just like you, someone might not like you, because there's something good about you. Hallelujah. You know, Buju, the way people hate Arsenal. Eh? People hate Arsenal for nothing. Just because of the unbeaten run. Eh? Have you heard of the unbeaten? It's called the unbeaten what? Yes, unbeaten run. There's a time when we were not beaten the whole season. Have you heard about it? The journalist, you see, there's some information Mark withholds so that the kids don't support what? A good team. So he hides some very important information. Okay? Your mom should what? Tell you. A whole season, 38 games. Do you know that? Do you know that? Not beaten. Then we began another season. We went like halfway, unbeaten now. No team in the world has ever achieved that. Now that's why people hate Arsenal. For nothing. Glory be to God. Now even Israel is like that. The Jews are like that. They are hated for nothing just because Jesus, the Savior of the world, came through them. You understand? That's why he's hate. So the devil makes people hate Israel. The devil is the one who made the Palestinians to go into Israel, hijack people, take them as hostages, okay? Kill 1,000 of them, okay? It all starts here. Glory be to God. Now, here is a story. Okay, Genesis chapter 12, Revelation chapter 12. It says that now a great sign appeared where? In heaven. So it's like a vision, okay? A great sign appeared in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head, a garland of 12 stars. Okay? So, this woman, a garland of how many stars? Do you remember that number 12? We have talked about it. Who remembers what we said about the number 12? Sasha, do you remember? Anything we have said about some number 12? Hannah? Buju. Don't let me down, Buju. Hallelujah. Rafa. Aha. Yes, Jacob had 12 sons. Jacob, Israel had 12 what? Okay. Christine, you're the one who whatever the scarred, is it? Or it was Oria. Oria. Glory be to God. Okay, now, this woman has a garland of 12 stars. So that means that this woman is the country called Israel. Okay, this woman is the country called what? Israel. Then this woman was pregnant. Okay? And she was going to give birth, but it was painful. Okay? Then another sign appeared in heaven. Then there was a fiery red dragon. Who has seen dragons? Okay? Raphael has seen them, but he realized that it is not wise to raise your hand. Then he could. It occurred to him that better not be seen. Raising. Or you could police. Hallelujah. So a dragon appeared having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his what? Okay. Adults, this dragon, first of all, it is the devil. All right? Secondly, the 7 is representing the 7 kingdoms that have, that have ruled over Israel from the time it was born as a nation. Glory be to God. Okay, like Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Greece, the Medes and the Persians, okay? Okay, so at the end, it will be 7 kingdoms. Hallelujah. But now those kingdoms, okay, it is the enemy who has worked through them, okay, to persecute the nation of Israel. Glory be to God. Okay, 7 empires, 7 kingdoms. Hallelujah. Bob, I'm sure, likes these things, okay? Verse 4. Then the dragon's tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was going to give birth so that the dragon can eat her child as soon as the child is born. A very bad dragon, isn't it? Are there good dragons? No. Even this one is like them. Okay? Looks like all dragons are siblings. Hallelujah. So the woman was going to give birth and the dragon was waiting. The moment the child is born, he devours the child. Okay? But something good happened. The woman gave birth to a boy, a male child, who was to rule all nations. Okay? The woman gave birth to a male child, a boy, who was going to rule all nations. Can you guess who that child is? Jesus! You remember Mary gave birth to what? A male child who was going to rule the whole world. And by the children, Jesus is coming back. Jesus is going to come back and he will be king over the whole world. Okay? When he comes back, okay, he will take us to heaven. But after some time, we shall come back. Okay? And we who have been, who love him, will reign, will rule the earth together with him. Have you understood? Raphael is in deep thought. Okay? Very good. Hallelujah. Bambi, yeah, this is what? Okay, but thank God he's hearing those things at that age. For us, we didn't hear them, man. Until when we got saved in 1998, when we were 22 years old. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. So the woman, but remember, this woman is not Mary. This woman is a country of Israel, because Jesus was born through that what? Nation. Okay? So she bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up to God and his throne. Remember? Jesus went to heaven. Isn't it? Then the woman fled into the wilderness where she has a place prepared by God that they should feed her there 1,260 days. Glory be to God. Okay, now this is a question to Abigail. Okay, let us say that a year has 360 days. Okay, so how many years are in 1,260 days? Abigail always likes to be quizzed. Daddy, quiz me. Have a test tomorrow. Now here you are. 1,260 divided by 360. Okay? Hallelujah. But right now, I'll give you the answer. Then when we go back home, you tell me how I got the answer. It is 3.5 years. 3.5 what? 3.5 years. Which is the number of the rule tribulation that we're going to go through. Okay? The rule tribulation is not 7 years. It is 3.5. But the Antichrist will reign for 7 years. Okay? Bob, 7 years, the Antichrist. Okay? He begins to reign, to do his work, 7 years. Okay? He begins. Then, at the 3.5 year mark, he shows the world his true colors. And that begins the what? Tribulation. For 3.5 years, at the end of the 3.5 years, Jesus returns. Okay? But now the tribulation is primarily against Israel, against the woman. Okay? Primarily it's Israel. First and foremost. Okay? First and foremost, what? Israel. It's here. It's against a woman. And the woman flees into the wilderness for 3.5 years. Hallelujah. Verse 7. And war broke out in heaven. Okay, in the heavens, somewhere up there. Michael, there's a very great angel. Okay, God's angel called Michael. Michael and his angels fought the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. Okay? But this war is not happening in the third heaven. Okay? There's the first heaven, then the second heaven, then the third heaven. You know that? Okay. The third heaven is where God lives, where Abraham went. Okay, where Lydia's dad went. Okay, that is where Christina's grandfather went. Okay, we have evidence that they went there. Some people go to hell. Some people go where? To hell. Sinners go to hell. Okay, sinners, people who are not born again, when they die, they go to hell. So children, better make sure that you love God, you love Jesus, and you're not involved in evil things. All right? If you're involved in evil things, when you die, you go to hell. Okay? But God doesn't want you to go to hell. All right? So the dragon was cast out of the second heaven, okay? He's also called the devil. He's also called Satan. He deceives the whole world. He deceives what? He's the guy behind deceiving people to hate Israel. Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. Verse 10. Then I heard a loud voice. Okay? So this is John. John heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come, for the accuser, or the brethren, Satan, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Okay, now this overcoming him is happening in the 3.5 years of the tribulation. By the way, the tribulation, somewhere, I think in Jeremiah, it is also called Jacob's trouble. Jacob's what? Who remembers the other name for Jacob? Sasha. Very good. Give a big hand clap. Okay? The tribulation, the terrible times that are coming in those 3.5 years, okay, are also called Jacob's trouble. Because it is primarily, like you saw, against Israel. Hallelujah. The great tribulation is also called Jacob's trouble, Israel's trouble. Hallelujah. Okay, so now, in those 3.5 years, some people will have to die. Say, for me, I'm dying for Jesus. I'm not going to reject Jesus. If you want to kill me, kill me. Okay, so that's why they say that. They did not love their lives to the death. They were ready to die for Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay? All of us in this room should make a commitment that I'm threatened with death because of Jesus, okay, I'm ready to die. Mother, say amen. If I'm a mother of children, I'm ready to die, even if I'm leaving my children. God will take care of them. Hallelujah. And, okay, by the way, this is serious. Huh? And it doesn't have to be in the tribulation. It can be tomorrow. Okay? Which doctors come for you? Your prayers have been disturbing their devil. You remember I told you, Jesus is more powerful than Satan, isn't it? Okay? Then they are like, we're going to kill you. Unless you what? You are like, I reject Jesus, I'm no longer born again. What are you going to do, Christina? You say, oh, man, for me, I have to watch. Elizabeth is coming back in December. I don't want to die before I see her. But you see, this is a bad example, but anyway, for me, I'm preaching my things. Yeah, but you see, if those witch doctors will kill you, Christina, you're going to meet what? Your grandmother, man. She's there. I don't know if her hair is still white. Eh, Dennis? I don't know if in heaven the hair is still... Sorry. Yeah, the old man. But you also had white hair, isn't it? Even what? Yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, by the way, on a serious note, man's glory be to God. Oria, Eden, Robin. You see, these things, we read them here and we say amen. But we don't, it doesn't occur to us that it can happen to you. Okay? The people, just money. makes them deny Jesus for a minute. Let me first get the money. Then after I get the money, God forgive me. I also need the money. You also know. But I love you, what? I love you, what? And I'm going to give you a tithe. Okay? But on a serious note, man, these things, eh? You see, if you right now fear to share the gospel, okay? It might be a sign that you can't handle this. If you do bad things just so that you can get money, most probably if this comes to you, if death comes your way because of Jesus, you're going to reject him. Okay, but God wants you to grow, to get to know him, to love him, and determine that I'm ready to die for Jesus. Glory be to God. Malaika, you have heard. Hallelujah. And when you die, you're going to heaven. Well, heaven is far better than this world. And you're going to be with Jesus, with angels, and hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen, Oria. Hallelujah. Yes, you should write to your sister what I've said. Yeah, she's there, Mauritius. Hallelujah. She should stand for Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. Okay, so verse 12. Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea. For the devil has come down having great wrath because he knows that he has a short time. 3.5 years. Okay? So he comes with wrath. Okay? So that's basically is what kicks in. By the way, the Antichrist is going to be a man. But this man is going to, the devil is going to enter him. So it will be like, the man will be like a devil. Because everything he will be doing will be of the devil. Hallelujah. So the devil will be working through a man who we call the Antichrist to persecute Israel and Christians. Okay? To persecute Israel and glory and our children and our husband and all her wonderful what? Family. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman. You remember? Okay? The being thrown down begins the tribulation. Okay? He persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. But the woman was given 2 wings, I'm a papa, yeah? Of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness to her place where she's taken care of for a time, times, and half a time, 3.5 years. Hallelujah. Okay? So, the serpent, basically the dragon, spewed water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. So this is all we're talking about, the persecution. That flood, it is a persecution, okay? But many Jews, Mark, okay? Namanya, many Jews will flee into exile, okay? Primarily in the surrounding countries. Okay, so this is why they say that the woman was given wings of an eagle. So she fled into exile. Okay, but many Jews will be killed within Israel. Okay? Okay, but some others will run out of Israel. Okay? Many people think that this country where she will flee to is Jordan. Somewhere in Jordan. Okay? Jordan. That's why she will what? Flee to. Many Jews. Now, when Jesus comes back, he will return the exiles back home. Just like Moses returned the Jews from Egypt. Glory be to God. So in that sense, Jesus is a greater Moses, isn't it? Hallelujah. And in verse 17, and the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring, who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Okay, now those are Christians. Okay, you're not a Jew. You're not of the country of Israel. But the devil also hates you because you believe in Jesus. Jesus was born through the nation of Israel, through the Jews. Jesus was born to defeat the devil. So because you accepted him, the devil also hates you. The devil also does what? Hates you. Okay? So, he would want to destroy you also. Hallelujah. That is one of the reasons why some of your neighbors at home, with children, some students at school, even some teachers at school, that's why they don't like you, because you're Christian, you have good manners. All right? Now, even if people hate you because you have good manners, don't now change and become like them so that they can like you. Don't do what? Don't change. When you're changing, it's like you're turning away from Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay? Your friends at school use bad words. Then for you, don't use bad words. Then they're like, for you what? You're fake. Okay? Then they don't like you. Now you want to be liked. Then you also start to use those bad words. But in your heart, you know that they are bad. They are evil. Now, when you do that, it's like you have rejected Jesus. Okay? If people don't like you because of Jesus, don't worry. Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. Jesus loves you and he will bless you for being faithful to him. Okay? Manz, isn't that so? Manz is the one who knows all these things. The other day, he taught us stuff. So right now, we are just revising these things. Hallelujah. Sasha, some girls at your school or your cousins, not Malaika, some other ones, okay, they dress badly. Then for you dress well, then they're like, you don't look good for you. You're wearing things like, you should also wear short things and what. They say, no, for me, I'm a Christian. Christian girls are supposed to dress decently. Then they're like, for you, we shall not even take a picture with you because you're going to spoil our picture. Because you're not dressed, you're not cool. Now don't change, Sasha. When you change, it's like now you're denying Jesus. Hallelujah. You're like, for me, I'm going to dress like a Christian girl. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. University girl. Isn't that true? Hallelujah. University, there's a lot of pressure. Pressure, pressure, pressure. Glory be to God. Isn't that so, Grace Joy? Grace Joy is the one who knows pressure at university. Her sister keeps her informed. Hallelujah. Her sister does what? Keeps her informed. Glory be to God, but you have to stand for Jesus. Okay? You remember Charlie who? Kirk? Charlie Kirk, eh? Buju, who's Buju? For your. But is Buju his name or his stage? Yeah. Okay. So there's Buju, and then for him is what? Buju. Then you? Munchkin. Glory be to God. Do you like that name? Okay, Munchkin, okay? Okay, so, yes. What was I going to say? Yes, you know Charlie Kirk? Okay, journalists, you keep what? Good info from. This don't ask no, so you tell them. Okay? Buju and Munchkin, there is a man in America who was killed. They shot him. He was assassinated. Eh? That's the right one? Yes, assassinated. He was giving a speech somewhere, and then someone stood at a distance and shot him. But you know why he was killed? It is because he was talking godly stuff. And some people didn't want to hear. They're like, he's going to make other people change. The people who have been with in evil are now going to change to goodness, isn't it? And they shot him. Okay? Now, when you hear a story like that, you're like, okay, I'm going to America, but for me, I'm going to keep quiet. These things of Jesus, I might also be shot like what? I'm going to love Jesus in my heart. I'm not going to tell anyone what? Now you're being a coward. You're not shining for Jesus. Okay? Glory be to God. Matthew, these things are serious. Okay? Matthew loves sports. Even Christina loves sports, isn't it? Hey, now someone was telling me, I think it was Mark, Namanya, that these sports, even women's sports, have been whatevered by what? Very evil people. They have infiltrated. Mark, you don't tell me. Mark is a sports journalist. He knows what's happening in sports. Okay? Told me that lesbians have entered women's sports. They want to turn every girl who was there into what? Okay? Now you're there, you're in the team, a girl's team. Then lesbians enter in there. They're pretending to be good. But they have me. Then now they start, they're like, okay, if you don't accept our thing, we're not going to put you on the team. What are you going to do? Will you be on to be on the team? Okay. Now, you have just rejected Jesus. Okay, please, our little ones. Okay? If you have decided to love Jesus, and don't go around looking for people to love you. Okay? Jesus loves you. Your parents love you. Okay, and that's enough. Okay? If you do evil so that people can love you, you have essentially said that I'm going to do evil so that Satan can love me, so that he didn't disturb me. Because remember, those people are being used by the devil. Isn't it? Like, remember, the Jews in Israel, the Palestinians attacked them, isn't it? Killed more than 1,000, took others hostage. But do you know who was working through the Palestinians? It was the devil. Because the devil hates Jews. The devil hates Israel. Okay? So now, when you want to be liked by evil people so that they can stop disturbing you, you're basically saying, I'm going to do evil so that the devil can stop disturbing me, so that the devil can like me. It is essentially that. But you shouldn't do that, children. Adults, we shouldn't do that. Glory be to God. Can see me. We shouldn't do that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, what's your name? Mrs. Mujimba. Hostages are going to be released. But now there's the issue of the land. There's the issue of the what? What Museveni and company call the two-state solution. So children, do you know what they want to do? They want to divide the country of Israel. They give a part to the Jews and a part to the Palestinians. Okay? But Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, or he's like the president, okay, of Israel, says, no, no, this is our land. God gave it to our father, Abraham. He gave it to our father, Abraham. Other nations have their land. Okay? And Mark, that country is so small. It is so small. But the devil just hates Israel. Okay, now when Jesus comes back, okay, in Matthew chapter 24, we shall not go there, he's going to judge all nations which were against Israel. Okay, which persecuted Israel. Okay, but the other thing he's also going to do in Joel chapter 3, verse 12, okay? And it says that, no, Joel chapter 3, verse 1, it says that, for behold, in those days and at that time, when I bring back the captives of Judah and Jerusalem, okay? After the tribulation, okay? When Jesus comes back, he'll go to Jordan, he'll go to Egypt, he'll go everywhere where the Jews ran to hide, and he'll bring them back. All right? Okay? So then it says that, I will also gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, okay, which is also called the valley of judgment. And I will enter into judgment with them there on account of my people, my heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations. They have also divided up my land. They have also done what? Divided up my land. So on this issue of land, our president is on the wrong side. And he keeps shouting those things. To state what? He's wrong. He's what? Very wrong. Glory be to God. That land God gave it to Israel. Okay? And God doesn't want it to be divided. But they will do it one day. Okay? And God won't be happy. Now, when Jesus comes back, that will be one of the things for which he will judge what? The nations. Hallelujah. Amen? Now, for us children, we should love Israel. We should love what? Because Jesus came through Israel, Jesus our Savior, Jesus who loves us, Jesus we sing to every day, okay? Jesus through whom our prayers are heard, okay? When we mention the name of Jesus, demons flee from us, isn't it? Now that Jesus was a Jew, that Jesus was an Israelite, so we should love his people. We should love his people. Glory be to God. We shouldn't let what we hear on radio, from the UN, from whatever, to make us be against Israel. Hallelujah. Remember, he hates Israel because Jesus came through them. Okay, remember, God told Abraham that through you, all nations of the earth shall be blessed. Now all nations of the earth gets blessed through Abraham's grandson, if I should say, Jesus. Everyone who accepts Jesus, okay, a child of Abraham, they get saved, isn't it? They'll go to heaven. They won't go to hell with the devil. That's why the devil hates them. Glory be to God. That's why the devil hates you. Nkwans. For your own information. Hallelujah. Amen. So we should stand together with Israel children. Okay? As you grow up, kids, you understand these things better. All right? But just know there's a country called Israel, and most of the world hates it for no good reason, just because of Jesus. But it shouldn't be the case with you. Hallelujah. So Genesis chapter 12, verse 3 says that, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. Glory be to God. God says, I will bless those who bless Abraham and his descendants. Isn't it? Abraham and Israel. Okay? And I will curse those who do what? Who curse. Who are against Israel. Glory be to God. Let us be those who will be blessed. Now and in eternity. Because we were on the right side of the issue. Glory be to God. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.